Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 6-1 LSU Tigers host the 4-2 Mississippi State Bulldogs at Death Valley on Saturday night. And here to talk to us about that is Mike Scarborough, the editor and publisher of TigerBait.com. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be with you.
This is another big game for the LSU Tigers. The Mississippi State Bulldogs come off a bye week, so they have a little rest, and I think it's going to be another knockdown, drag-out battle in Death Valley.
I think so. It's one of those sandwich or trap games, however you want to phrase it. You know, I don't think LSU's looking forward to having a week off, but certainly that's lingering out there. The big win over Georgia, of course. And then Alabama in 2 weeks. But it really would lose the luster, that Alabama game in 2 weeks, if LSU were to falter tomorrow night. And certainly they want to take care of business and get to the open date and then get everybody a little bit healthy. You know, Breeden Fehoko, we had gotten word, you know, two mornings ago that he was walking out of class with his arm in a sling. And sure enough, he wasn't at practice that afternoon when the media was allotted 15, 20 minutes for practice. So, you know, they're shuffling some guys on the defensive line. But look, it's a night game in Tiger Stadium. You got the special uniforms. It's got everybody excited with the purple helmets that change colors with the lights. So, I think it's going to be a really good crowd in Tiger Stadium.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is homecoming weekend, right?
It is. So you have all those festivities. You know, a lot of alumni on campus, and I don't know that it's going to be as tough a ticket as the Georgia game or the upcoming Alabama game, but it's going to still be a festive campus.
So what challenges does Mississippi State present for the Tigers?
Well, look, I mean, you've still got a dangerous offense can do some damage. And, you know, you've seen LSU's defensive backfield at particular times in the year, you know, have a few gaps where they're not playing the way they'd like to. But they always seem to do just enough. And I think LSU wins this one. But you certainly got to be very cognizant of their ability on offense to score some points. So, you know, their passing game, of course, is, you know, you look at him and Fitzgerald is, you know, he's at the 50% completion mark and, you know, 709 yards, but he's also prone to throw some interceptions. So you got to know that Greedy Williams and Grant Delpit and those guys are going to be looking for some balls that might sail on him.
Yep. Joe Burrow seemed to pull things together a lot in the Georgia game and didn't seem as rattled as he was in the Florida game. And they have one thing in common. Both of these teams have lost to Florida.
Yeah, and that Florida defensive front is, you know, one of the best, if not the best, until LSU faces Alabama that they will see all year. Mississippi State doesn't provide that kind of pressure. I think also now you've got a little bit more of a foundation on that offensive line. Coach Craig, LSU's offensive line coach, has been absolutely fantastic with his ability to make that offensive line work and find guys to make it go. So, and I think Burrow knows that he just can't sit back there and have all day to pass. I think Coach Ensminger, with the quick passes and the things that he can do to offset a pass rush, have really helped Joe Burrow. And you know, of course, he's only got two interceptions on the year.
It seems as though the rushing offense of Mississippi State has kind of been erratic. And in a couple of their six games, Fitzgerald was actually the leading rusher.
Yeah. You know, he's got, 513 yards in seven touchdowns. So, I think, you know, he's the whole ball of wax for them. You key on him, know what he wants to do. You take him out of the game and not let him have one of his better games, and LSU comes away with the win.
The other thing about Mississippi State, when you take out the Florida and the Auburn game, the other teams, they really hadn't played much, you know, as far as competition.
No, and that's why LSU's getting so much respect nationally, is because of, you know, how salty their schedule has been. And so you're looking forward, and if LSU finishes the season with two losses, and depending on how it falls, you know, might LSU be getting the benefit of the doubt when they start calculating for playoffs or the you know, which bowls, that schedule and how impressive LSU has been with it so far. But look, you know, you're kind of looking at it right now and you're thinking, well, worst case scenario was 9-3, but can they go, you know, 11-1 or 10-2? And then what does that mean postseason wise? It really has been, you know, I was saying preseason. If Ed Orgeron goes 9-3, he's Coach of the Year material, and he's already winning awards and, you know, Coach of the Week this week by the Dodd Trophy, and deservedly so. Him and his staff have just done an amazing job.
I think through the rest of the season, it's going to be that ability to adjust, much like they did in the Georgia game that they didn't do in the Florida game, from my perspective, and they've got the talent to do it.
Yeah, and look, that there's no doubt that Mullen has had success with Dave Aranda, and I said that the week of the game, and it proved to be true in Gainesville. I think this is a whole different animal, but you still have a lot of that talent on the offensive side of the ball, particularly Fitzgerald, that blew LSU out last year, and you got to believe that tape and has been on a loop on all the LCD screens in the locker room and the players' lounge and in the weight room and everywhere else in that football facility this week.
Mike, your prediction?
I'm going to go with LSU 27-17.
Oh, that's a lot closer than I thought you were going to say.
No. It's, you know, Mississippi State's going to come in, and I think they're going to play well, and it is one of those trap games.
I was hoping that this defense is going to create some turnovers, that they're going to just really turn it on.
Well, you know, and then if you hop on them early and you get a play like you're talking about and it happens early, you could really take them out of the game. And I think the fan base is going to be excited about the temperatures and the homecoming, a night game. And, you know, then the players are going to be looking forward to next week and getting some guys back and getting everybody healthy and having 2 weeks to prep for Alabama. And if LSU wins tomorrow night, you got to believe that's going to be the CBS primetime game day on campus, and the whole works.
Game of the season for sure. Mike Scarborough, there's going to be a lot of energy in Death Valley Saturday night.
No doubt.
All righty. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend. Look forward to hearing from you again. We'll be right back. We want to hear from you, 260-1870, or text us at 870-870. What are your thoughts about the battle in Death Valley Saturday evening, the Mississippi State Bulldogs and the LSU Tigers?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.